I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high, deep fly. Right field, he's got another. This one towards the scoreboard, and it's gone. Gavin Lux is homered in three straight games. This one, a moonshot out to the scoreboard in right center field.
That highlight from OKC Dodgers Network, and Triple A is where we find Gavin Lux, the Kenosha, Wisconsin native, doing some heavy damage, some heavy lifting for the Triple A Dodgers affiliate, and we welcome him in here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Gavin, Tim here. Good to talk to you again, man.
You too, my man. How you been? Good?
Yeah, everything is way more important how you are, and man, things things got to be feeling good for you, man. You're swinging it nice today.
Yeah, man, it's been a fun roll for sure, and you know how baseball goes, man. You got to get it while you can, because you know, it can always change pretty fast. So
yeah, just to catch up our listeners here, now our paths crossed, obviously you know my son very well, and you guys have played against each other. So I'll go back to your high school days, and this is my first experience, Joe, with Gavin Lux. All right, so it was a crosstown rival game. You were like, I want to say you were a sophomore at that time. And it was a crosstown rival varsity game, and my son's team playing against Indian Trail, and there was a no-hitter going. I don't know if you remember this, Gavin. There was a no-hitter going. It was like the, I don't know, fifth or sixth inning. Gavin Lux comes up, this freshman, it might have even been your freshman year.
I think it was my freshman year, yeah.
Yeah, and he laces a double to break up the no-hitter against the ace on the crosstown rival. And you did a little dance there at second base. I was liking that. I really was. How much fun is it for you, Gavin? I mean, to know that, first of all, you're doing what you're doing at the level you're doing it at, but you're doing well while doing it.
Yeah, I mean, baseball is a game at the end of the day. So, you know, it's a blessing to be able to go and play it every day as a job. But at the end of the day, you know, like, you just got to have fun playing it, because, you know, you can't play forever. So, you know, if you're going to be at the field every day, you might as well have fun doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. And it seems like you're having a good time. And that's what they say. We see Brewers baseball here, the run that they did last year. It was all smiles, man. It really was. And there's a bunch of energy. When you look at your situation, I ask a lot of young players this in the Brewers organization. How often do you got to put the blinders on, Gavin, to say that I don't want to peek at the Dodgers situation at the big league level because it's going to drive me crazy? I mean, there was an injury to Taylor the other day, and you know, the Beattie's been doing good, and some of these guys have stepped up big time. But how much do you have to say, hey, man, I can't think that way. I just got to stay in the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I always try to say, like, I just try to stay where my feet are. And it's pretty easy to look ahead and think about all that. But I mean, at the end of the day, like, these are all guys that you know really well and that you're rooting for. So I mean, it kind of goes both ways, you know, just trying to be where your feet are and having fun where you're at, and just kind of letting everything else take care of itself and trying not to worry about it too much, you know.
Well, here's what you got to root for you personally, okay? If not an injury, you don't want to root any injuries on. You want to, and it looks like the top affiliates doing what you need them to do. Run away with it. And so that way, September, a minimum September call-up, you get a bunch of playing time in the big leagues.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, at the end of the day, that's kind of everybody's goal. You know, whether or not it happens or not, you know, like, I just keep saying, man, it's going to be where my feet are, and you know, everything else will just take care of itself. So I try not to worry about it too much, you know.
All right, 20th pick overall in 16, 1 of 4 to go that high out of high school in Wisconsin baseball history. And you get a nice signing bonus. And I see you driving around town. I live in Kenosha. You know that. See you driving around town in your Mercedes. Is that the first thing you bought with that money?
Yeah, it was definitely an 18-year-old impulse buy. Looking back at it, I probably would have got an SUV or something like that. But that was my first purchase.
And now you're gonna in your future. There's going to be a series each and every year, if not more, but there's going to be a series each and every year at Miller Park. And your left-handed bat, I love you, bro, but when you're at Miller Park, dude, from the first through ninth inning, I don't think I'm going to like you in there because of that left field, that left-handed swing and going out. Going out Miller Park against my Brewers, man. You grew up a Brewers fan, didn't you?
I was actually a Cubs fan, man.
Oh,
I know.
This is a second.
I get it all the time.
Come on.
But it was cool seeing what the Brewers did for Milwaukee, man. Milwaukee in the playoffs was awesome.
Now, that you had to be torn on that series, though.
I was at all the games in Milwaukee, man, and obviously I'm rooting for the Dodgers, but dude, just the atmosphere and just, you know, just being there, I was like, wow, man, like, Milwaukee really turned out, you know? Like, the ground was shaking. It was crazy. It was awesome.
It really was. Now, let me ask you this. Gavin Lux is with us, top prospect for the Dodgers, and we've had him on before, and we'll have you on again. I love tracking your status, Gavin. I do appreciate you jumping on with us. I know you got a lot of requests going on now, and I appreciate you've made time for us. What would you recommend? I know your uncle was a big influence on you, and what do you recommend? I get asked this a lot too, but I think it's better coming from you. What do you recommend to parents and young kids that you find out you have an ability that's above and beyond your peers? And you detected that back in, I would think probably 10, 11, 12 years old. What do you recommend to parents and kids that they detect that they've got that same type of talent?
Sure. You know, if it's really, you know, passionate for you and you really love playing, you know, just go play as much as you can, whether it's travel baseball. I know travel baseball is expensive, but if you can do that, you know, there's a lot of really good programs in Wisconsin, whether it's hitters or GRB, and just go play, man, as much as you can. Get out there, play good competition, and just keep having fun doing it, man. You know, like I said earlier, it's a game, so you're going to be at your best when you're having fun. So just get out there and keep playing. You know, there's a lot of really good players out there, and that can make you better and push you. So that'd be my biggest key of advice.
Yeah, and remind people what it's like to play in the lower levels of the minor leagues and those hotels and bus rides. It's not all glamour, is it?
No, it's definitely a grind. It's a grind for sure. But if you love playing, you know, it's all part of it. And, yeah, I guess it's part of it. You know, you got to do it. Everyone's got to go through it.
So I don't even want to read your stat line since you got to AAA. Because I know that you guys oftentimes don't know them, so I don't want to remind you of what's going on. So I do follow you. We do track you, and we do just like Kelenic and some of the other higher picks around the state, man. But we got a lot of people rooting for you just based on the fact that you're from Wisconsin. I know we follow Melvin Gordon really, really close, and there's others as well. But, man, what's the next step for you? What is it? It's got to be the big leagues or bust, right?
Yeah, I think that's been a dream of mine as long as I can remember. So, you know, just got to keep pushing and stay the course and, you know, just be where your feet are, like we said earlier. So take it for what it is, you know.
You follow the Brewers at all? I mean, do you keep an eye on them or no?
Fairly a decent amount. It always pops up on my Twitter feed or Instagram because all my buddies are Brewers fans, so I get my fair share.
Okay, and then so they're going to beat your Cubs out of the division again, right?
I'm rooting for the Brewers now. I'm not a Cubs fan anymore.
Okay. All right. We got that on tape, Gavin, for sure.
I'm rooting for them against the Cubs. There you go.
All right. Well, tell your folks I said hello, and we appreciate your time. Gavin, always a pleasure, man. I'll tell Ty you said hello.
Please do, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. You got it. Gavin Lux, Kenosha native, 20th overall pick in 2016 out of Kenosha Indian Trail High School. And well on his way to not only appearing in the big leagues, but it looks like he could star in the big leagues. Man, is he on a roll or what, Joe? Maybe we'll just after the break here remind him of the numbers.
Yeah, well, he's off the air now, so we can actually do the numbers. Do you want him now or after the break?
Yeah, after the break.
After the break, we'll get it.
He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. That's how they've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
No.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.